नारायण नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वती व्यासं ततो जयं गदिरयत् नश्च प्रायस्व भाद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवाय भवतु तमस्तु के भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी ओं नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओं नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओं नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय हरे कृष्ण सो Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 19, Text 30. I'm going to recite the text in Sanskrit three times, and anyone who feels inclined after that they want to chant, they can chant at that time.
Sasamritastatra mahanmahiyasam Ramasi raja shidevasi sangai Yaruchatalam Bhagavan yatindu grahakshatara nirakai parita. Sasamritastatra mahanmahiyasam pramashi rajashi devasi sange yadro chatalam bhagavan yatindu Grahakshatara nirakai parita Sasamritastatra mahanmahiyasam Pramashi rajashi devashi sangai Yaruchatalam bhagavan yatindu Grahakshatara nirakai parita
Word for word. Sa, Sri Shukadeva Goswami, Samrita, surrounded by. Tatra, there. Mahan, great. Mahiyasam, of the greatest. Brahmarshi, saint among the Brahmanas. Yajarshi, saint among the kings. Devarshi, saint among the demigods. Sange, by the assembly of. Yarochata, well deserved. Alam, able. Bhagavan, powerful. Yata, us. Indhu, the moon. Graha, planets. Riksha, heavenly bodies. Tara, stars. Nirake, by the assembly of. Parita, surrounded by. Translation by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Shukadeva Goswami was then surrounded by saintly sages and demigods, just as the moon is surrounded by stars, planets, and other heavenly bodies. His presence was gorgeous, and he was respected by all. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. In the great assembly of saintly personalities, there was Vyasadeva, the Brahma Rishi, Narada, the Deva Rishi, and Parashuram, the great ruler of the Kshatriya kings, etc. Some of them were powerful incarnations of the Lord. Shukadeva Goswami was not known as Brahma Rishi, Raja Rishi, or Deva Rishi, nor was he an incarnation like Narada, Vyas, or Parashuram. And yet, he excels them in respects paid. This means that the devotee of a Lord is more honored in the world than the Lord himself. One should therefore never minimize the importance of the devotee, of a devotee like Shukadeva Goswami. Om Agnati Mirandasya Jnana Gnashalakaya Chakshu Ummilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasadaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Itinamini. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Deshadani. Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Padaya De Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namni Gurachi Namaha. Ananda Nilamaya Vigrahaya Himabhidivacha Vishandaraya Tasmi Mahaprema Raspadaya Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasari Gaura Bhaktavinoda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So the translation again. Shukadeva Goswami was then surrounded by saintly kings and demigods, just as the moon is surrounded by stars, planets, and other heavenly bodies. His presence was gorgeous, and he was respected by all. Hare Krishna. So there's a description now being given of the scene at the banks of the Ganga. Maharaj Parikshit was going to leave the body. He's already come to the Ganga, the banks of the Ganga, and he's in meditation. And the sages that can tell what is about to happen, because they have that mystic city, they have the ability to tell the future, they knew that once Shukadeva Goswami would come, they knew that Maharaj Parikshit would be taught Srimad Bhagavatam. He would hear patiently with attention for 7 days. They knew about the curse. They knew that after that, Maharaj Parikshit would leave the body. So they came to be part of this situation. In one sense, Maharaj Parikshit was successful because he was successful as a king. He was a Raja Rishi himself, a king, but very much a saint. And so his departure, and especially the time the Srimad Bhagavatam was going to be spoken, was a very momentous period of time. And so they all came, and after so many things had been done, which was in the previous text, Maharaj Parikshit telling them that he was actually going to fast and he doesn't want to have any break in what he was going to hear from Shukadeva Goswami. Then later on, you know, that was agreed upon by the congregation present, very highly elevated congregation. Some of them incarnations of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they were even there. Some of them were Shaktivish avatars, empowered beings by the Supreme Personality of Godhead for specific purposes. They were there. And Shukadeva Goswami's own father was there. Vyasadeva, he was there. Shukadeva Goswami has come, and now the description is that Shukadeva Goswami has been given the presidential seat to preside over this meeting, and now the sages have surrounded them. They surrounded him. And the scene looked like moon, Shukadeva Goswami in the middle, surrounded by stars and planets and other heavenly bodies. So many people were there. This wasn't a very small gathering. So many people were there. Demigods had come, and they live in different planets in the material world, but they came. They came to hear Srimad Bhagavatam and also help Maharaj Parikshit make a successful transition back to the spiritual world. So they gave the association, the sages, very important lesson for us. Association of devotees are very, 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 very important. And the other thing is, he was respected. Shukadeva Goswami was respected by all. So through this, the two things that stand out. There's a third one, but the two things that stand out is association given by the devotees. Association. So that's one. And second one is the respect that was given to Shukadeva Goswami. So this is all things that we need to be aware of and incorporate very much in our devotee life. We have to have association of devotees. And we have to respect devotees. In fact, we have to respect everybody. But the respect is at different levels based on the person and how they connect to us spiritually or even materially. So Srila Prabhupada first says in the purport that there were a great assembly of saintly personalities, and he named some of them, the Brahma Rishi, best of the Brahmanas, saint among Brahmanas, Vyasadeva, he was the one that actually spoke the Vedas, and Ganesh was the one that was writing. Okay, so he made, when Ganesh, Lord Ganesh, who's a demigod himself, played the role of a secretary, writing, the scribe. And the whole Vedas was dictated by Vyasadeva. And this was the time that Shukadeva Goswami was in the womb of Vyasadeva's wife. So he heard everything. And Ganesh wrote everything. And now we're enjoying the benefit of what they did. And now here, the sages have come. So the Ganga, which is a sacred river itself, Ganga itself, surrounded, the banks are full of sages and demigods. And they have surrounded Shukadeva Goswami and Maharaj Pariksit, because Maharaj Pariksit is in front of Shukadeva Goswami. And the wonderful darshan is being given by Shukadeva Goswami. And we can also say that since there were so many saints that were there, they were also given their darshan. The Supreme Personality of Godhead's incarnation were there. Parshuram was there. Vyasadeva was there. So, when an important situation like this, where the Srimad Bhagavatam is going to be spoken, and we have high-level people, Shukadeva Goswami, the pure devotee of our Lord, Maharaj Pariksit, the pure devotee of our Lord, they are going to talk, and look how many people came. What does that tell us? One, we have to take Srimad Bhagavatam very, very seriously. And two, the association is also very important. As a matter of fact, Srila Prabhupada says a few things about association that are very important. In fact, he says a lot of things, he just picked a few things. One is that one can understand about God only in association of devotees. That takes us right back to the same meeting. One can understand about Krishna only in the association of devotees. Devotees are the ones that explain about Krishna, depending on the level that they are at. And so, when we hear about Krishna from the lips of pure devotees, then we are guided in the right direction. Case in point, Srila Prabhupada knew that so many people before him had translated the Bhagavad Gita, but he also knew that their comments were such that nobody was becoming a devotee of Krishna. Now, all through the Bhagavad Gita, if you look at just the translation alone, without even Srila Prabhupada's purport, just the translation which is there in all Bhagavad Gitas, it is amazing that other people have written Bhagavad Gitas and nobody became a devotee. Krishna is talking about his situation. He's talking about the situation of his soul. From chapter 2 on, he's talked about different yogas, karma yoga, all the way up to chapter 12, bhakti yoga. And he's talked about himself. And at the end, he says, you have to surrender to me. And people don't become devotees. Why? Because the comments were being given by people who weren't qualified to comment about the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the Bhagavad Gita. So a pure devotee of a Lord, or one trained by a pure devotee of a Lord, and who speaks without contaminating or putting any kind of extra spin, as they say in America, of what has been said, that person can affect everyone. that hears, and they will come immediately or later, they become devotees. And that happens with the association of devotees. So association is very, very important. One can understand about God only in the association of devotees. That's why Srila Prabhupada has put this Krishna consciousness movement together, this society. Social, but it is spiritual society. So, Srila Prabhupada even made the point that when we talked about that, people come and they hear and it affects them, and then after a while, they become devotees themselves. They want to know more about the process. Now, it also means they have started their journey back to Godhead. Back to Godhead. Very, 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 very important to understand that coming to Krishna consciousness means you're getting ready to get out of the jail and going back home, where we'll be what? Very, very, very knowledgeable. All knowledge is given. There will be no more death. There will be no more old age. And life will be blissful the whole time. Not part of the time. Blissful the whole time. This is the result of being Krishna conscious. And Krishna doesn't want us to just have that as a selfish aim. He wants us to spread this good news because he wants everybody back home. So those who are ready to come back home, because there's some people in the material world that think that we can make the material world better and somehow we can live here. They don't even realize they're in jail. That's how bad it is. I don't want to get my soapbox. I always just reverted to some of the things that I was taught earlier in the different religions. And I went to different religions before coming to Krishna consciousness, trying to find answers to questions that I had, and never got it until through intense prayer to the Lord, we wound up in Krishna consciousness, and all the questions were answered, and even more things that I didn't know about were also added to it. So Krishna consciousness is a wonderful situation to be in if you put yourself in. You're very fortunate. After a few weeks, sometimes after a few days, people that have come to Krishna consciousness, they are affected, and then they come forward, they want to ask about initiation. Initiation, there's a Harinam initiation. The Harinam initiation is the first initiation. And that is sufficient to have a person go back to Godhead. We are then initiated by a spiritual master. That's called a Diksha Guru. There's Shiksha also, but that Shiksha is instruction. So there's instructing gurus. There are many people who have learned and living according to Krishna consciousness rules, do's and don'ts. They can instruct. In that way, then others to pick up on. Now, in reading the Lilamrita by Srila Prabhupada, many people that came to Srila Prabhupada when he came to America, they were affected. There are so many things that we're doing that were definitely against the regulations and the rules in Krishna conscious life. But they changed. And they decided to follow Srila Prabhupada. Some of them tried and failed and went away and then came back and then tried to debate Srila Prabhupada, and they lost the debate and they became devotees again. So there were some people that, you know, went through trials, but they knew. Why? Because once you learn about Krishna consciousness, you find that there is nowhere else that you go that would have the kind of information that Krishna consciousness can give you. And so we are in the right place. This is not a place of just trying to convince anybody to stay. The fact that Krishna consciousness is at the level that it's at, if anyone wants to be taken out of this material world, it's Krishna consciousness that would actually guide the person. So when this is called Bhajan Kriya, when someone gets a spiritual master, first they get it by Krishna's mercy, they get connected, attracted to a particular initiating guru. And then from that point on, there is arrangement that's made. The person should be chanting that, whether you got initiation or not, everybody should chant. And you should chant with attention. I remember Mother Gita, every time that she preaches, she would also say chant, but they would never say chant and leave it like that. Chant with attention. Actually, it's an offense to not chant with attention. There are 10 offenses in the chanting of the Holy Name. And the very last one is, we see the last one is, then we also say, it is also an offense to be inattentive while chanting. One has to focus on Krishna. It's like you're calling somebody and you know their name, so you call them, but you're not paying attention to them. In other words, they are standing on one side. You call, say, if I call your name, and I'm looking away from you, but I'm calling your name. So you turn around and look at me, but you see I'm not even looking at you. They're going to say, well, what's wrong with this? What's wrong with this person? I hear my name. Is there somebody else that has the same name that's standing the other way that he's trying to get to? No, he knows me. He called me. It has to be me. But he's not looking at me. So this is what happens when we chant the Lord's name without attention. Focus on the Lord's name. Use as many of our senses to help us to get focused. That is, we can use the eyes. We can write the Hare Krishna mantra on a piece of paper and have it in front of us. Chant, looking at it so that our mind is focused on it. Or we can look at a picture of Srila Prabhupada. Or we can be in front of our deities. Or we can be in front of pictures of any deities around the world that we like in ISKCON temples. And chant at that time, helping the mind to get focused. The mind is the one that roams around so much. It's been like that, going from one thing to another and accepting something and rejecting something. And so to try to get it to be steady takes some work. You see, Papa says we have to train the mind. And when we chant in association of devotees, it is very blissful. Those who come to the temple in the morning, and they come for the morning program, and at 5:30 usually, or maybe 6, depending on what time that temple starts, is early morning program, and devotees are chanting, it is so easy to chant with attention when you see devotees chanting. That is, again, association. How important that is. So Srila Prabhupada says, as soon as we give up association of devotees, immediately Maya will catch us. Maya is just side by side with us. We give up the association of devotees immediately. Maya says, yes, 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 come to my company. This is Srila Prabhupada explaining to us. So we cannot remain neutral. That I'm not for Krishna and I'm not for Maya. No, it's not like that. We have to take one side. It's not possible to be without Krishna and without Maya. We either associate with Krishna or we associate with Maya. We associate with Maya, we're going to remain in this jail. We associate with Krishna and Krishna's devotees, we're ready to leave and get into a situation of Sat, Chit, Ananda. Knowledge, eternal knowledge, and eternal life, the Sandini Shakti of the Lord, and the Ladini Shakti, which gives the bliss. Bliss means the highest happiness that we can ever want. So this is what we want. This is what everybody wants. They want the highest happiness. They want to be as happy as possible. But people are resorting to sense gratification, and that does not give happiness. There's always problems. People want to live forever, but it's not happening because this physical body is falling apart. It's getting older, and it's going to leave. We're going to pass away, as they say. We say leave the body, and none of the people say we pass away. The soul will have to go into another body. They, you know, asmin yatade, kobani yobanam jara. Tade hantara prapti, dhiras tatane uhyati. The soul goes from baby to a little older, to older. We have a little thing that we quip about it. The soul starts from, it goes to small, medium, and large. Small means baby or toddler. Medium means teenager, Enlarged means grown up. But apart from, aside from that, as the years go by, then the body gets older and older and older, and it's not needed anymore at some point. Then, when the person comes out of the body, there's another body, based on the desires. The only problem is that body keeps us still in the jail. And we don't want that, because the jail means more trouble. A little bit of sense gratification, but a lot of trouble, and we don't like trouble. So the common sense thing to do is, how do you get out? Well, associate with devotees who are concerned about us, who relate well to us, and also teach us and discuss Krishna consciousness with us. Mahatita makita prana vadayantas parasparam katayantas chamanityam tushanticha romanticha. The few devotees of our Lord, they always have Krishna in their mind and in their hearts. They discuss topics about Krishna, sometimes in a regular discussion, sometimes one person speaking and then hearing. The effect of it is, because Krishna is absolute, topics about Krishna is also Krishna. We can't be like that, but Krishna is, you know, level of his own. So Krishna consciousness is also Krishna. Speaking about Krishna is Krishna. Chanting about Krishna is Krishna. Therefore, when we do these activities, we become very, very enlivened, because Krishna then helps us through our hearts. The soul is in the heart. The soul gets very excited. And so those who have discussions about Krishna, there is a happiness which is really clean. There's no sense gratification things involved in it that comes. And there's wonderful satisfaction that we feel from it. So association is important. Devotee who makes his association, association with the other devotees, the prime important thing in their life, will be successful. Now, along with devotee association is showing respect. It's very, very, very important. We go back to the translation today. Sukadeva Goswami was surrounded by high level devotees of the Lord and incarnations of the Lord. Just like one nice moon, surrounded by stars and planets and other heavenly bodies. He was respected by all of them. So association is important, but in the association, there's also the need to be respectful. It is a very, very, very important part of Krishna consciousness. So along with devotee association, we should show respect. Devotees should not get on each other's case and make anyone uncomfortable. That is not Krishna consciousness. If that is happening, then it means that those who are doing that, yes, they intend to be devotees, but there is some more work that they need to do. We shouldn't be in that situation. We should offer respect. As a matter of fact, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, in Adi Lila, chapter 8, text 4, Srila Prabhupada is explaining that Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, he wrote Chaitanya Charitamrita, he teaches us first, before we even chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, we offer respect to the Panchatattva. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Prabhu, Gadadhar Prabhu, and Srivas Prabhu, and all the devotees. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita, Gadadhar, Srivas, Chadi Gaura Bhaktivinoda, all of the devotees. Offering respect to them. So we should follow this principle of offering respect to the Panchatattva. Then we chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So at the beginning of every function, including this one that happened today, in preaching, it's especially important that one chant the Panchatattva Maha Mantra. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasari Gaura Bhaktivinoda. Then after that, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hari Ram, Hari Ram, Ram Ram, Hari Hari. So we offer respects to Krishna as Lord Chaitanya and Krishna's expansions who will also come like their devotees. But actually, Mahavishnu, Advaita Jaya is Mahavishnu from whom the pores, from whose pores the universe has come. But it is taking form like that, helping Lord Chaitanya to spread the Hare Krishna movement. And it is a very blissful thing to do, to chant the name of the Lord, the holy name of the Lord. So we have a wonderful opportunity to be respectful and also have devotee association. It is also important to be respectful to our teacher, Guru. When we offer respects to Gurus, the Papa is explaining, we are offering respect to God. The Guru is not God, but he is the one through whom we train. We get trained to relate to the Lord. So Guru is the Lord's representative and is here with us. So when we learn how to be God conscious through the instructions of Guru and having the Guru in a position to receive our effect of our training. So in our minds, it should be like this Guru is a representative of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And I am in front of this Guru acting like I would if Krishna was in front of me. This is the mentality that we should have when we offer respect to Guru. So this is how it's also taken in the spiritual world. This is our training. And we are monitored by the Lord in the heart, Paramatma. So since we are trying to be God conscious, it's required that we learn how to offer respect to God through God's representative. Krishna arranged to put Guru there. And he says, you approach him, you offer respects to him, you ask questions, and also you serve. So the asking of questions, that helps us to be schooled properly, trained properly in do's and don'ts. And we get direct information sometimes that is important for just us. We get personal information like that. But it's all connected with Krishna to improve. I've gone to Guru so many times, and my boilerplate question when I see the Guru is, Maharaj, after offering obeisances, Maharaj, can you give me some tips in order to become a better devotee? It's a very general question, but it's surprising. I mean, not surprising. It's so wonderful how many things. Usually the first thing that comes out of the Guru is you see his face. After that question, he starts smiling. But they know I'm serious. I'm ready to hear. So he opens the gate. And the Krishna consciousness from the Guru comes flooding in. And the Guru is a representative of Krishna. So he'll say something through Krishna's potency that is actually good for my life. So I would humbly beg that you do the same thing. When you see different Gurus, they come, but they're all one though. It's all branches of the same tree. Or the Chanandas tree. Or the Chanandas is the original Guru. Balaram. It's Lord Nityananda. We go to him, or we go to any Guru that is in ISKCON, any of them, because they're all trained by Srila Prabhupada. They have different ways of expressing the same thing, but it is the same thing. So all learn from Srila Prabhupada, the Jagat Guru. And ask them, help me to become a better devotee. If you have specific questions, specific problems, then you can just put it in front of the Guru and get help. But if not, then say, please give me tips to become a better devotee. A better devotee means a purer devotee, getting close to purity. And the purer we are, the happier Krishna is with us. And Srimati Radharani is with us. And the higher the chances of our going back to the spiritual world after this body. So we owe it to ourselves to help others to grow, but also at the same time take the process so seriously, so that when people see us and how serious we are in service and also in the chanting, they're going to want to do the same thing. The bona fide guru will never say that he's God. He's only a representative of God. And Srila Prabhupada has made a thing out of this that, you know, God is G-O-D, capital G-O-D, and any guru that says, I am God, he's actually D-O-G. He's a dog. You cannot be God. Krishna is Asamodva. Nobody can come to that level that Krishna has or exceed that level. So anyone that says that I am God, he is fake. Those who are representatives of God, the gurus, and incarnations of God who come, they are all in the scriptures. Before they come, they are talked about in the scriptures. Where they're going to appear, sometimes even the parents are given. So nobody can come and say, oh, I'm God. And if all of that even fails, if you don't notice, somebody says I'm God and they seem to really want to convince you that they're God. Srila Prabhupada has told us to do one thing. Ask that person, can you please, and be nice and respectful about it, can you please show me your universal form? The universal form is discussed in the 11th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, where the Lord has several arms, several mouths, several heads. This is what Arjuna saw when he got the divine vision. So you ask him to show universal form and see the response. Only Krishna can show the universal form. So anybody that says God, they are God, you ask them that question. Make that request. And if they're not able to do it immediately, then they are faking. But for the most part, if you stay with the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, gurus that are trained from there, they are all trained under the bona fide guidance of Srila Prabhupada. So you can't go wrong there. So, important things are association. That will keep us God conscious. Make and keep us God conscious. And also be respectful. In fact, it is in the prayers, the Shishastika prayers for the Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He says, Amani na manadena kirtaniya sadahari. So he has said that we should offer respect to others, but we should not be waiting and hoping and anticipating respect from others to us. We should do the activity of offering respects, being respectful, but we shouldn't be expecting respect from others. Sometimes you may get respect, sometimes you may not. It should not be a big deal. It should not be a big deal to us. To the point that I've seen many, many times that a guru may be there talking to someone and other devotees are coming from maybe the back, so the guru's face is not to them and the guru doesn't even see they're coming. But they notice the guru and they immediately offer obeisances. The guru doesn't even notice. But they have to do it. That is a good devotee. One who understands what things need to be done. They offer respect to the guru. In whatever angle you're coming towards the guru, it doesn't matter. You offer respect to the guru. Krishna notices everything that we do. So association, this wonderful association by the sages, by the incarnations of the Lord on the banks of the Ganga, when Maharaj Pariksit was going to hear from Shukadeva Goswami, they gave the association. They, the demigods and all that were present, gave the association and offered respect to both Maharaj Pariksit and Shukadeva Goswami. And the end of it was the Bhavatam was spoken, and now we're benefiting from it by reading one text after another, in order to become better devotees. So this is all the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, taking the time to give us the proper Srimad Bhagavatam in the Bhagavad Gita as it is. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna. So, dear devotees, this is the time to have conversation. And so, if you want to say something, you mute yourself and share realization and share or bring a question up, or also whatever you want to talk about the Krishna Kasha, just have Krishna Katha. So, Bhagavad Gita, Hare Krishna, Mataji, please accept my humble obeisances, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. So I saw your hand up. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, two very, very important points associating with those who are concerned about us, the relationship between the devotee who's concerned and the person who they're relating to is always sweet. As Mother Gita was saying, you know, it develops, it brings love. And that's very important. To get to Krishna Prema, we have to learn to love devotees first. It is even important to learn to love devotees before we can understand how to love Guru. We can respect Guru, but actually develop love for Guru comes from loving devotees first. And if you see other devotees that kind of stay away or they're having a problem, you have to understand something. Everybody is growing. And the levels of growing are different. So sometimes you might see negative behavior from a devotee. That should not concern us as much. The understanding we should have is that this devotee is also a creature of Krishna. He is also connecting to Krishna, but they have some ways to go. And as we hear, they are also here, and there's some things they're doing and some things they're not doing. As a matter of fact, I'll throw one thing out that's very important, in my opinion. It's given by Bhakti Kira Maharaj, my Guru Maharaj. He said, sometimes devotees see the negative things that other devotees do. And they talk about it. But when a devotee is compared to a non-devotee, look at some of the things that a devotee does. A devotee is trying to obey the regulated principles. They don't eat meat, fish, or eggs. They're staying away from intoxication. They're staying away from gambling. They're staying away from illicit sex. What is a non-devotee doing? Doing all those things for sense gratification. And so, my Guru Maharaj looked at it this way. So if you think that some non-devotee is better than a devotee, you put the non-devotee in that situation. You tell them, okay, stop eating meat, fish, and eggs. Oh yeah, I can do that, I'm vegetarian. All right, but stop gambling. Stop relating sexually, even to your spouse, unless you're ready to have a baby. And stop taking intoxication of any kind, including coffee and sodas and all those things that have caffeine in there. Stop all of that. Maharaj said, if you say that to a non-devotee who is supposed to be in the mode of goodness, you will unleash a monster. They will be very upset. What do you mean I shouldn't live life this way? How am I going to enjoy? But devotees live like that, trying very hard to obey the regulated principles. So don't compare devotees to non-devotees. Non-devotees don't do the regulated principles. Devotees try hard, even if they are obeying three of them and they're struggling with one. Non-devotees are not obeying any of them and wouldn't want to. There is a difference. That's why we respect everybody. That's why we respect everybody. That's a devotee. Very, very, very important. They're not at the same level. That was a big eye-opener when he actually put it that way. He says, yeah, you stop these regulated principles, and you tell non-devotee to obey the regulated principles, and they're not interested in Krishna consciousness, they're going to think you're crazy. And there are situations that have happened. Srila Prabhupada was telling this band that came to play in a program in San Francisco. And the devotees were hoping that he would not bring up this regulatory principles, but that's exactly what Srila Prabhupada did. In our society, you don't eat meat, fish, or eggs. You do not involve in illicit sex. You do not involve intoxication. You don't involve in gambling. That band got up and never came back after that program was ended. They don't want to. So sense gratification is a big, big, big difference between a devotee and non-devotee. But a devotee gets the wonderful association of other devotees, the chanting of the holy name of the Lord, and happiness which is at the level of Sudasattva, clean happiness. That comes. Internal happiness. The soul becomes happy. That's where we get ours. And not only that, we have an opportunity to leave this jail and go back to Godhead too. So in that respect, we should, from that angle, respect all devotees, even if they're struggling with their devotional life. Hare Krishna. And thank you, Mother, for bringing this this point up. Very, very, very important. Hare Krishna. Any other comments? Any other questions? The whole idea, very good question. We can have a short answer, but I'd much rather go through this whole thing about obeying the regulatory principles and the importance of it. When we obey the regulatory principles, then we come to the human platform, the way it's supposed to be. And thank you, dear Krishna. I know you've already put something in the chat, and after that, we read that also. The regulatory principles bring us to the human platform, not just physically, but mentally and emotionally. It brings us to the human platform. It's even possible to use science to explain it. And we'll just take a very short description of it since we mentioned science. Man's body is not designed for flesh eating. We're not designed that way. The proof is the kind of teeth that we have, the structure of the teeth that we have. If you look at animals that eat meat, they have big canine teeth, two on either side of the front, of the top, and two on either side of the bottom in the front. They can tear their meat. This is naturally the way in which their mouth, the tooth structure is made. Then you look at the animals that don't eat meat. The cow, the goat, the donkey, they eat grass and they eat all kinds of vegetables too when they get it. If you look at their teeth, those kinds of teeth, the canines are missing. They have flat teeth. And then you look at our teeth. Now, if we had the teeth of a tiger or a cat or a dog, and then on the other side, a horse or a donkey, and we put out the tooth structure and we put ours in the middle, and you compare, you realize immediately that ours is very, very, very similar to those animals that don't eat meat. And that's your proof. So we're not supposed to. There's more within the intestines. We won't get into the details of that. The length of intestines alone is also another proof why humans don't eat meat. If you gamble, gamble facilities, gamble casinos, gambling businesses are doing well. Any business that's not doing well, it closes down. Why are we saying that? If you gamble, the chances are very high that you will lose. When you lose, the gambling business gains, takes your money. If I play that, you take my money. And so if the gambling businesses are doing well, it means people who gamble actually lose more than gain. Therefore, if we gamble, we're putting ourselves in a situation where we're going to be losing money. So gambling is not good for us. Intoxications, caffeine or other alcoholic drinks or drugs, they will poison the body. And the liver is supposed to be clearing the poisons. But when you overload with all those kind of things in the body, and you say the liver has to do all of that, the liver is going to fall apart. So in short, you involve yourself in intoxication. If I involve my intoxication, I'm killing the body and I don't own this body. This body was given to me by Krishna. So we can't do that. And illicit sex, the body is designed, the ones that we have, that when we involve ourselves sexually, the female is going to get pregnant. That's the way it's designed. We don't have the kind of body that you can involve yourself sexually and then the woman doesn't get pregnant. We don't have that. So that's just the reality of it. But not only that, it's even deeper than that. When every time sex life is indulged in, the man who injects the semen into the woman also injects a soul. So if pregnancy is stopped, then the soul that's supposed to take birth in that particular female, that situation, that arrangement has been stopped. Therefore, the Lord says that the transcendental system has to remove that soul and take that soul somewhere else. And we think we're just enjoying. But actually, we're disrupting pregnancy every time. So it's best not to involve ourselves at all unless we're ready for a child. Otherwise, even the setup, the setup by the transcendental system, the soul going into the woman to fertilize the egg, that is disrupted by us. So we cannot take this material sense gratification as our way of life because we commit one aparadha and one destruction and one, disruption. Yeah, that's the word. The disruption. Messing up our bodies, and then the meat eating, we're not, because our teeth are not designed for that, our intestines are not designed for that. So the regulatory principles are the one that you have to obey in order to live life properly in this human body. So it brings us to that point, and then Krishna consciousness can sink in well and become a part of our lives. So yes, it is the mercy of the Lord, because in Kali Yuga, there's so many things that we don't do well. And therefore, this has been put in there in order to first clean us up and get us up to be physically and mentally to the platform of a human. And then we can take in Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna. So. Krishna's mercy, Guru's mercy. Hare Krishna. Chat. Okay, let me get to the chat. Where's my chat? Okay, so, Dear Krishna Prabhu says, Hare Krishna, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you for the nice class. Krishna's mercy, Guru's mercy. Love the point regarding respecting even in the mind. That's a credit to go to Mother Gita, she said that. So important. Otherwise, the expression of respect is artificial. Yes, we have to give respect to all living entities. At the very least, mentally. Very important. Because see, Paramatma is in the heart of all living beings. Therefore, we have to show respect, at the very least, mentally, to everyone. Thank you for bringing that point out. It's very important. Hare Krishna. Sometimes showing respect is not just not messing with other living entities that are in smaller bodies. We can't do that. We have to be very careful. The circumstances have to be right if we have to do something to a smaller entity. But we just don't do things as we like for our convenience. Kill other entities. No, it's not like that. Krishna would not like that. But that's another, we can go into detail about that, but we don't have time for it now since it's already past the hour. Any last questions or comments or takeaways? If not, then thank you very much for attending. Thank you for allowing me to do this service. We all learn that way. Hare Krishna. Vanchakalpaturubhishya kripa sundivya eva cha patitanam pavanevyo. Vaishnavibhyo namo namaha. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Have a wonderful weekend, and for those near us, See you on Sunday in the temple. Hare Krishna. Jai. Hare Krishna. Jai. Glory to you. Hare Krishna. Glory to you, Papa.